Where's the light switch? Oh, they clap on? Well, it's kind of hard to clap with both hands when you're holding a suitcase full of boulders. Here, watch my bag if you can. Okay, let's see if this works. Huh. They're right about this place. Honey? I don't know. Don't you think this is a bit too swanky for a honeymoon suite? Babe? Where are you? Hey! What are you doing trying to carry all those bags in? You're gonna sprain a muscle. You know how heavy those things are. Hey, give me those, Wonder Woman. Listen, baby. Let me do the heavy lifting here. You go lie down on the bed right over there. Take off your shoes and relax, okay? Atta girl.
Is it comfy?
I'm good, because my back
is killing me.
Doesn't really help when you have a screaming toddler kicking the back of your seat for 3 hours straight, huh? This feels much better than that bed we slept in the first time we traveled together to Orlando. Remember that? Yeah. That was during our second year of dating. We've always wanted to go since we've never been to Disney World before. I guess we're both kids at heart, really. And see, that's what I love about you. You and I have so much in common. Like the fact that we're not afraid to let our inner children go wild every now and again, you know? We're both nuts, and we love each other. I know you're tired from that flight, but your eyes are so damn beautiful. Come cuddle up close to me. Let's chill out for a while. And I'll get room service. Sound good? Okay. Scoot on over here, baby.
Perfect.
You know, if we stay like this the rest of the night, we'll end up dozing off.
Okay. Let me get up and get something to drink. I am fucking parched.
You know, I wouldn't be if somebody hadn't guzzled down the whole liter of water during the whole flight.
Don't stick your tongue out at me. You know it's true.
Alright. Let's see.
Huh?
Babe, come check this out. Pink water? No, I'm not kidding. We actually have bottles of pink water. Yeah. I didn't notice the blue ones. I just noticed the pink ones. Reckon it's rose water? Hey, isn't rose water supposed to be good for your skin or something? I mean, I read an article somewhere that says that this kind of water is good for your complexion. Well, any kind of water is good for your complexion, really. You know what? One taste wouldn't hurt. Let me try... Huh? Wait. Don't drink the water? Psh! Fuck that. My fucking mouth feels like the Sahara up in here. Calm down? You want me to calm down? Sweetie, I promise you, this is not bad stuff compared to what you drink out of the sink. I'd rather be drinking this than spending my whole time in the hotel room feeling miserable because I drank contaminated water. Well, you don't know that. Chances are those sinks don't have anything to filter out all the bacteria and all the... You know what? Just give me the freaking pink water. I'm dying of thirst here. I mean, $3 a bottle isn't all bad, is it? At least that's what I think the price is. Okay, I'm thirsty. Hand it here. It's got a kind of fruity flavor to this. Sort of like black cherry. Hey, baby, try this out. This stuff's delicious. No? Well, more for me then. Damn, that's the best tasting water I've ever had. Wonder if it's the hotel's brand. There's no label saying where it's from or what it's made out of. I just can't help but wonder, though. Why don't they want us to drink the water? Well, that could be it, considering that they charge us out the wazoo for a bottle of this stuff. Honey, I'm telling you, this is some really, really, really great water. Here, try. Come on. I know you're still thirsty. Personally, I could probably drink another bottle if I wanted to. Really, a bottle of water like that will do your body good. Well, do your body well. As it should be. Hey, listen. I'll be right back. I'm just gonna go check out the rest of the suite. You're more than welcome to come along and look at it with me. But first, I gotta check out the bathroom because, yeah. Be right back.
Hey, babe! Come here, I want you to see something. Get here quick! It's kind of an emergency.
Look, look, do you see this? I don't ever recall my ass being this, rotund. It must have been that chocolate cake we shared during the layover in Chicago. Well, don't just stare at it. Say something. Well, let's face it. I kind of stare at your ass like that whenever you're not looking. You do have quite the lovely assets on you as well, Miss Thang. Come here, pretty eyes. Baby, why are you grabbing my chest like that? Whoa, whoa, whoa! Since when did I have tits? Oh my god, oh my god. What's happening to me? Okay, okay, calm down. Flipping out never makes things easier. Oh, shit! My chest hurts so bad. No, no, no. I don't need to go to the hospital. I'm fine. Really. Wait. Why are they getting bigger? Oh my god. Babe. Babe. Are you seeing this? Here. Grab them. Feel how big they are. How big do you think they are? Grapefruit? Honey, they have to be larger than that. Sure do feel that way. Like, cantaloupes? Look, they have to at least be a double D cup. At least. Not to point out the obvious in order to brag or anything, but my tits are bigger than yours right now. I've sometimes pictured myself with tits, but not with tits this big. Funny thing is, my back doesn't hurt anymore. Isn't that weird? Hmm? I thought so too. And look at my nipples. They're fucking erect. They have to be at least the size of quarters. I can't believe I'm asking you this. But I want you to touch them. Look, I don't care if they hurt. Just touch them, please. I just want to see if this is a dream. Pinch them. I can't believe this is real. This is... Wow. Pinch them again. Keep pinching them as long as you can. Yes, yes. I'm serious. Just pinch them, please.
I've never felt this aroused before in my whole entire life. Huh? What do you mean? What's wrong with my voice? My god! What the hell did they put in those water bottles? Someone must have messed with them and spiked them with, like, estrogen pills? Shit, I don't know. But I just feel... strange. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but it hurts. Don't get me wrong. This is a sort of a good kind of pain. Like, these pains in between my legs. Oh my god. My cock. It's shrinking. Are you watching this? Baby, please don't look away. Look at me. Look at me. Don't be scared. Please, don't be afraid. Oh, no! My balls! They're just staring into my body. I could be mistaken. Oh my god. Am I growing a cut? And a clit? What is this? Please tell me this is a hallucination. Please shake me awake. No, I'm awake, aren't I? I'm sorry. I just can't believe this is happening. What a way to start off a honeymoon, right? At least my cunt is wet. Wait. My cut is wet. Wow, that was fast. After all, I didn't mention that I was aroused, and I am crazy horny right now. Oh, and my hair's gotten longer too. Oh, so smooth and shiny. I could definitely work with this. You know this is strange because that's the only part of my body that has hair right now. Wait. Okay. This is just fucking weird. No trace of hair on my legs, my face, or anywhere else. Just the hair on my head. How about this? How about we take this to the bed? And, oh, I've got a great idea. You did bring some toys with you, didn't you? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I overheard you talking on the phone the other day with one of your best friends. I remember this one bit where you told her about this, strap-on that you bought. Now, I'm curious as to what it looks like. Does it vibrate? Does it look like a real cock? I mean, does it have veins in it like a real cock? May I see what it looks like? Oh, fuck. That looks awfully big for a dildo. But, where's the harness to it? Oh, do you want me to warm myself up with it? Well, I don't know. That thing looks pretty intimidating, to be completely honest. Is it alright if I touch myself for a little while? I must be tripping all over the sheets right now. Oh, fuck. My clit is so fucking sensitive. yours. You know that? Oh! Please. Baby. Take off that sundress for me. Let me see it hit the floor. Oh, baby. You didn't wear any bra or panties underneath that at all. You're such a naughty girl. You know that? Seeing all of you. Your beautiful tits. Your sculpted waist. And that ass. Baby. Oh, please bend over for me. I want you to tease me as I fuck my brand new cunt so hard with my long, feminine fingers. Turn around and let me see that gorgeous ass that I love so much. You look so sexy bent over like that. Do you see me, baby? I'm watching you press my hips as I finger fuck. My G-spot makes you wet. I love watching me thrust my hips as my finger fuck my G-spot makes you wet. Watching me writhe around like a horny little porn star sets you off. Oh, doesn't it be me? I hope this isn't a weird request, but can I call you Daddy? Oh God, I must be blushing like mad right now. So, you don't think it's that strange of a request, do you? Thank God. But really, that's the only word that comes to mind right now. I just feel so... so damn slutty and so vulnerable towards you. My whole body is begging to be touched right now. I trust you, Daddy, to make me scream your name. Melt me into a puddle in your hands as you finger fuck my pretty pink hole. Please, Daddy. I need you to make me feel good. But first, I want you to sit on my face. I need to taste your arousal on my lips. I need you to taste my arousal on the tip of your tongue. I want to make you squirm and juice up all over my mouth as you fuck me with your tongue and your fingers. Oh, please. Please, Daddy. I need you straddling my face. Come here, Daddy. Get on top. Thank you. always. I could eat you out for hours and come like that, quite honestly. But I don't know. I'm kind of screaming something more than just fingers. It screams a cock or something like it. You know exactly what I need right now, Daddy. Please, put on that huge strap on. Would it help if I begged you in a voice so I write you, Teddy. want you to take off that strap on and let me feel how much you are against me. That's right, baby. Get in between my legs and wrap your clit against mine. This is a pretty good way to start off our honeymoon. Yeah, I think so too. I believe we'll get plenty of sleep tonight. Yeah, I could. I love you. My beautiful, sexy woman. See you in the morning.
Ugh. God, my head is killing me. Hey. Hey, babe, wake up. I just had the craziest dream last night. You know those pink and blue water bottles over there? Yeah. I happened to drink one of them. And, I magically transformed into, a woman. Don't laugh at me. When I dreamed last night, felt like it was actually real. What are you doing? Hey, there's a sign right there that explicitly says, don't drink the water. Hey, no, give me that! Okay, one question. Suppose if that water leaked into that Honda sedan, would it turn into a muscle car? Okay, let's just go downstairs and get breakfast before someone sees us up here. Come on, go, run, go, go, go!